Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking wave bye-bye to these tax deductions in 2018.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
I was having coffee with a friend the other day, and she said to me, You know what, Shauna? You know what the word taxes reminds me of? And I'm like, what? And she's like, diets. I hate diets. I hate the word diet. Apparently, her boyfriend has started this new diet for 2018 and literally like went in their pantry and threw out almost everything that was in the pantry and just kind of like came in one morning and said, that's it. We're going on a diet in 2018. We're going to diet the whole entire year. We're throwing everything out. We're going to eat, you know, everything gluten-free. We're going to be healthy. We're going to lose weight and we're going to work out and we're going to go get gym memberships. And, you know, this is the new year. And, you know, she was just like panicked because her boyfriend up to this point, you know, loved to eat junk food and wasn't exactly motivated to declare that he was going on a diet. So she's like, you know what? Diets is in the same category as taxes for me. She's like, I don't like the subject. I don't like to talk about it. And all of these tax changes are so completely confusing. She's like, I just give up. You know, I'm just at the whim of my tax software and that's just it. And I thought that was really funny because a lot of people tell me that the word budget also feels like the word diet to them. And it's so funny that, you know, January is this time that is always about, you know, refreshing our lives and refreshing our goals and refreshing, you know, our eating and our working out and, you know, whatever it may be for yourself. And, you know, as a society, we've come up with like January is this like restart month, specifically around weight. And yet so many people hate that word. I'm not a big fan of diet either, but you know, it's like, it's this word that signals like transformation. And so she was just going on this complete rage attack about how much she just couldn't stand looking at her boyfriend right now because he had literally thrown out like all her favorite foods in the house. And now the only way she felt like she could eat them until he decided he didn't want to do this diet thing anymore was to, you know, sneak them and like go to the grocery store and eat her favorite things in the car, which, you know, is just not a good, it's just not a good idea. So she decided, you know, she just might as well go along with this whole diet thing. And to her, that was just like taxes. And all of these tax changes were just overwhelming. And I think they're overwhelming for a lot of people. And I understand why. I mean, there was so much chatter in November and December about, you know, the changes that were coming up and, you know, we would read articles or, you know, watch CNN or whatever it may be. And they would be talking about, you know, these particular changes. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Those things aren't actually going to change. These things are going to change. And wait, no, that's going to change. And then we're going to take from this list. I mean, it's just, it's so mind-boggling and confusing. And even for, you know, a money expert like myself, it's confusing. I had to spend time and really like dig through stuff and figure out, okay, look, what actually is in this, what actually passed and what didn't pass. So I can only imagine how confusing and frustrating and just, you don't even want to deal with it. It is for you. But we just recently had Jill Schlesinger on the podcast talking about how all these tax changes are going to affect you as a millennial. Even if you're not a millennial, it's a really great listen because, you know, she talks about a lot of things. It just, they really affect anyone. It doesn't matter what your age is. But if you didn't listen, head to the link in the show notes to take a listen. I think it's worth listening to a few times. I know I've actually listened back to it a few times, but Jill is CBS's go-to expert, money expert, and fellow CFP. So she really knows this stuff. And I think for most of December into January, she did nothing but talk about the changes in the tax laws. And, you know, I joked with her when we did the podcast that she probably was like dreaming about, you know, the new tax laws. And I don't think that's too far from the truth. But, you know, definitely, I think go back and listen to that episode. And we're going to be doing a lot of episodes coming up about taxes and getting ready for taxes and different ways you can file taxes. And I think, you know, every year I struggle with like, oh, how many episodes should we do of this? Because, you know, we do this every year now. We're actually rolling into February will be our third year as a podcast, which just blows my mind. It really just blows my mind that we've been able to stay, you know, committed to doing the podcast for 3 years. But it's really because of all of you. And I can't thank you enough for listening and sharing with your friends and, you know, keeping grow the podcast and writing in questions and sharing your success stories. All of that makes such a big difference to me because I can't see you. And I think that's the hard thing is, you know, I would love to be able to like see you and touch you and hear your story. And that sounded bad. Not touch you. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Like we're friends. So So anyway, you know, I just feel like it's always good to refresh on tax stuff every year because, you know, like my friend who hates taxes as much as she hates diet, she tends to just tuck it all away after she files her taxes. And that's how most people do it because you don't want to even like think about it again until you have to think about it. But, you know, if you've filed your taxes before or if you're a business owner, you certainly love tax deductions. Why? Well, tax deductions help reduce your taxable income and sometimes they can even bump you, you know, into a lower tax bracket, which is kind of the name of the game. So, you know, if you're new to filing your taxes, I mean, even if you filed your taxes one time, you know that A, you would like a nice return, and B, you don't want to have to pay any more than you have to. And, you know, certainly as you get further along in your career, and maybe a lot of the people listening on this podcast, maybe you're at that point and you're making more and more money and you're starting to get to the point where you might actually owe money on your taxes. And that gets really frustrating because, you know, you're already getting tax money taken out for taxes every month in your paycheck. And then on top of that, you got to pay even more money. So anytime there's like a big change with taxes like we just had, you know, there, I think there's a natural fear of, am I going to owe more money? Am I going to get more money back? Like, just where am I going to end up? But some of those tax deductions that we loved are gone. Like, they flew out of the window on January 1st, and really, who knows if they're ever going to come back. Your guess is honestly at this point as good as mine. So let's go over some of those tax deductions just so you know what to expect when you file your taxes. And also, you know, if any of these apply to you, then you can, you know, figure out where that's going to put you. You know, because at the end of the day, what I would actually love to see is that the money that you take home, your take home pay, that you're taking out enough money in taxes every month that when you get to the end of the year, when you're filing your taxes, you actually don't owe anything and you actually don't get anything back. To me, that's sort of the sweet spot because if you can dial that in, what that means is you're using the most amount of money you can every month in your paycheck. Like, you're getting the right amount of money in your paycheck, but you're also not getting this ridiculous return. And this, you know, sometimes we get like $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 returns. Well, what that means is that you've not taken enough money each month for yourself. So you actually could have more money yourself each month that you could use towards your goals, towards your debt, towards all those things you want to achieve, rather than just waiting until you get that huge refund and feeling like that's victory. To me, the victory is getting more money every single month. I hope that makes sense. And there's a real dialing in point to figure out how much money should be withheld from your paycheck so that you get to that equalization point as best as humanly possible. So the first is, you know, homeowners. I mean, there was so much talk about what is going to happen to homeowners new and old. And, you know, what ended up happening was mortgage interest on new home purchases. It's still deductible, but only up to $750,000. So if your loan amount is over $750,000, you can't deduct that interest. But what did change was home equity lines of credit, which are really popular lines of credit for a lot of people. So unlike, you know, if you were purchasing a home, there's actually no grandfathering provision, which means whether you had a home equity line of credit before or you're getting one now, it doesn't matter. Everybody falls under the same rules. You cannot deduct any interest that you're making for those payments. So I've used a home equity line credit in my past
as a way to leverage a low interest loan, you know, to fix up the house, to pay off debt, all of these sorts of things. So it's really sad that this one went away. I'm hoping that, you know, something comes along and at least brings the home equity line of credit interest deduction back, because I mean, really, a lot of people do use that. And, you know, if we're talking smart money moves, a lot of times it's about how can we leverage our money for the lowest interest rate humanly possible? And then what was great about the home equity line of credit was, oh, and we also could deduct the interest off our taxes. So it was a really smart vehicle for us to have. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I don't know what's going to happen with home equity lines of credit if they just kind of go away, or if people are just okay with not deducting the interest because maybe they're getting a low interest loan. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Then there was all this talk about personal exemptions and lots of confusion about this. But, you know, really the biggest move that this tax reform bill made was to take away these personal exemptions. And what that meant was you were normally able to reduce your income by up to $4,050 per person.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
And, you know, what ended up happening was they ended up raising the standard deduction. And so they were hoping that if they raised the standard deduction, it would unruffle some feathers for taking away the personal exemption. So what they did do was they raised the standard deduction up to $12,000 for single filers and $24,000 for married filers to try and make up for this difference. So it's a little bit of a wash, I think. If not, you may be a little bit further ahead, actually, with the standard deduction, raising up. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, when we file at tax time, where we all fall in that line. And another thing that was, I think, like really important, I know a lot of millennials used this expense, those who knew about it, you know, you used to be able to deduct job-related moving expenses. And that could be a big deal if you were, you know, living on one coast and you were recruited to the other coast or somewhere that was, you know, a pretty far move for yourself. It can be really expensive. If you've never moved like out of state, it's just everything costs so much money, you know, to take all your crap and get it somewhere else and get all set up. All that stuff is just more expensive. So you're not going to be able to deduct those moving expenses as you could last year. And last year, to be deductible, a move just had to be motivated by a job change. And the new job had to be at least 50 miles away from where you used to live for you to be able to deduct those expenses. But now that's gone. So long, my friend. This was a really nice one. This helped a lot of people because moves are expensive. But I'm really hoping that this one decides to come back in the future because especially a lot of young people, you know, in 20s, early 30s, where you're just getting, you know, you're just getting situated. You're just getting your life together. You're getting your student loan debt paid off. You're moving up the corporate ladder. Your paychecks are getting bigger. All of those sorts of things. You know, if you can get any help along the way to deduct certain expenses, I just think those are big helps. And you know, what I always talk about on this podcast is it's what you do with that extra cash. That's what's really important. So if you're making good choices with that extra cash, then you're helping, you know, further your future. I'm not even talking financial future, just you're helping further your future and the lifestyle and really what you want your life to look like. The next is, again, I think a really popular one for a lot of people is, you know, parking and transportation reimbursement. So if you didn't know, employees were eligible under the old tax law, meaning 2017 and backwards, to get up to $255 per month from your employer to actually subsidize your parking costs or your transportation passes. But you know, the cool thing is you didn't have to include this perk. It's considered a perk in your income, and the company that gave you the perk could deduct it. So it's really just like a win-win all the way around. But now the corporate deduction is going away. And so businesses have a choice whether they can stop offering these programs to workers to save money or whether they're going to continue to do so. And I don't know how many businesses are going to go one way or the other, but in my experiences, especially the larger companies, if they can figure out a way to get rid of a very large expense, they're going to do it. So, you know, make sure you check with your human resource department and see if there's any changes if you use these benefits. So you just want to be aware of, you know, how does this end up affecting you, and make any, you know, budget changes that you need to make that work for your, you know, your situation. Hopefully a lot of you have not had to deal with alimony or divorce. I can tell you again from personal experience, most expensive part of my life, most financially devastating part of my life. Take even the money out of it, just the emotional aspect of it was so tough. It's still tough. There's still stuff that's like lingers, and it comes out in really weird ways sometimes. You know, sometimes Jeff and I will look at each other and he'll be like, "Where did that come from?" I'm like, "I don't know. I think that's just leftover stuff." You know, luckily we can laugh about it, but so it's expensive. And, you know, if you have kids involved, or if you have, even if you don't have kids involved, it can be just, you know, such an emotional wreck, such an expensive transaction, because that's really what it is at the end of the day. And, you know, it's funny, like I'll meet people and they'll be like, "Well, I'm getting a divorce, but, you know, it's going to be really amicable. We're going to just agree on everything. We're going to split everything down the line." I'm like, "Oh, really? Oh, that's fantastic." You know, and then I'll see him again, like in a couple months or in a year. I'm like, "So how did that amicable divorce go?" And of course, then they'll be honest and say, "Well, it wasn't really, I got mad, or she or he got mad and the clause came out," which normally happens. And it ended up being expensive. I mean, I think that's why divorce attorneys love to be divorce attorneys, because it just feels like, you know, they're like on the time clock and, you know, you're having to pay for it, and it just never stops. It's really, it's so crazy. Hopefully you never, ever, 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 ever have to go through it, and you never, ever, ever have to worry about any of this. But alimony payments are now gone, the deductibility of them. So the old law said that alimony payments from maintenance and child support with the paying ex-spouse was able to deduct that from the taxable income, while the receiving ex-spouse had to include it in their income, right? So if you were paying the alimony, you could deduct it. If you were receiving it, you had to include it as income. But 2018, everything's new, right? New ballgame. There's actually no tax impact for the person paying the alimony or the person receiving it going forward. So you got to just pay alimony. You can't deduct it, but the receiving spouse doesn't have to include its income. It's going to be really interesting to see how this works out in the future. Again, hopefully you don't have to experience this. Hopefully this is not ever part of your life story. And lastly is, again, another, I mean, all of these I think are really popular for, you know, young people in, you know, 20s, 30s, even 40s, job expenses. So money that you used to be able to spend on certain job costs, such as like if you needed a license or there was a regulatory fee, maybe you needed a medical test or, you know, some sort of continuing education, that was available as an itemized deduction. to the extent that it and other deductions exceed 2% of your adjusted gross income. Kind of complex. Don't need to totally understand that. But what you do need to know is you won't be able to deduct these costs anymore. None of it. Making it even more worth your while to try and get your employer to pay them on your behalf. Yes, you heard me correct. So if you're up for a raise and maybe you don't get it, even if you do get it, you know, ask your boss to pay for some of these things, extra schooling, continuing education for you, any of these job expenses that used to be deductible that now you've lost that deductibility, opportunity, ask your boss to pay for them. But again, when you're doing this, when you're asking your boss to pay for these sort of things, always tie it back to a benefit that you've offered the company. So don't just say, hey, you know, I've lost deductibility on these things. I need you to pay for this, period. No, no, no. You can say that, but then where that period is, put a comma and, say, I worked on this great project last year and it resulted in 25% more revenue for the company, or, you know, I'm leading this team. I'm such a great asset. Whatever it is, tie it back to something that you're actually doing for the company. And that just helps prove why you should be able to receive these benefits. So at the end of the day, there are a lot of tax deductions that are going away, whether it's going to be good or not good. It's kind of still too early to say, but I think it's really important to think about these things, to know about these things. Maybe they don't impact you right now, but maybe they will later this year or next year or the year after that. You know, at least just having awareness of this is such a good way to put yourself in a smart position to make educated choices about your finances and, again, where you want your life to go. So as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, please do me a favor. Share it with your friends. Shout it out on social media. Use the hashtag Millennial Money Podcast. And head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.
Hear that? That's what home field sounds like. It's how you know it's time to go for the win.
Oh, look at that! What did we just see?
Gambet DC is your home field advantage for sports betting. Bet from almost anywhere in DC with an easy-to-use app and convenient betting locations district-wide. Online, in-app, or in-person. Get the home field advantage with Gambet DC.
Must be 18 or older to bet. Please play responsibly.